I'm sitting here with Andy Hedges, a poet from Lubbock, Texas. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you actually prefer to call yourself a songster. Can you explain that term and a little bit of its history?
It's kind of an old-time term, and those old songsters were really guys who were not known for being songwriters necessarily, but more for having a repertoire of traditional songs and playing in a wide variety of styles. You know, it might be someone who could play the popular songs of the day and also old traditional ballads and, you know, maybe something they'd written. Kind of a different idea than, say, the singer-songwriter, which is someone only playing their own original music.
What drew you to this songster form?
My dad played a lot of old music for me, Jimmy Rogers and Tex Ritter and Sons of the Pioneers, and that kind of set the stage for me to really fall in love with American music. And as I dug into these old cowboy songs and old blues songs and old hillbilly songs, whatever it might be, I just really found myself drawn to the old songs and interpreting them.
Did you have any formal training?
I did not. When I was about 14, I started getting interested in music and taught myself to play guitar on my dad's old beat-up Harmony Sovereign that had action about a half inch off the fretboard, and hammered it out on that thing for about a year, and it kind of came together.
And I wanted to talk to you about your creative process, but first I thought we'd play a clip of one of your more recent poems, Into the West, so let's take a listen.
Traced in the flicker greasewood fire, the cowboy kid saw his heart's desire. Still but a lad in a play cow camp.
So in that video for that, you're sitting in front of a crackling campfire and you're strumming your guitar. Is this the way you come up with a lot of your lyrics and prose, or is it more like just sitting in a laptop at a coffee shop?
I'm not a songwriter. I'm a song collector or a song interpreter. My creative process really involves me just immersing myself in this old-time music, and that is everything from digging through old 78s at an estate sale to doing obsessive Google searches to try to track down some information or recording, and tracking down people who know these songs, and coming to a place like Elko and the Cowboy Poetry Gathering is another place where that happens.
Your most recent album is called Cowboy Songster Volume 2, which has more traditional folk songs on it. I wanted you to pick a song from there for us to listen to and maybe explain how you picked it for this album.
You know, there's a song that I think would be a great choice. It's called The Button Willow Tree.
All right, let's take a listen.
The puncher being cold, he went up to bed. He asked for a candle, light his way to bed. She showed him to bed like a good girl should. He said, young lady, would you go to bed too? I picked that up off of a record of Glenn Orlin. And Glenn was a mainstay here at the Elko Cowboy Poetry Gathering. We lost him this last year, about, I don't know, a week or two after the gathering, Glenn passed away. And he was just a wealth of old-time songs and poems and stories from Mountain View, Arkansas. Drove out to Elko every year, all the way up through his 80s.
It's worth pointing out you're among the younger generation of performers here at the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Can I ask how old you are?
You bet. I'm 35 years old.
And as a younger guy, do you feel this responsibility to carry on this culture? And how do you do that without becoming, as you've said before, a reenactor?
I get asked this a lot. What's the direction to take this for the future, and how do we preserve this? And I really think it's the same thing it's been all along since this gathering was started, and that is to present these authentic voices from the West and these true stories and, you know, kind of as cliche as it sounds, you know, the real thing. People are drawn to that. It's never going to be outdated. And so that's kind of my goal.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.